Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
People who got caught having at work, what happened? Story one. I plant trees for a living and hire over 30 young adults in their 20s, sending them into remote areas for days at a time. I often set up trail cameras to track progress, capture cool time-lapse shots, and photograph wildlife. On more than a few occasions, I've seen photos of staff wandering off together, and in one unusual case, an overly personal moment perfectly captured. I delete the photos and don't make a big deal out of it. As long as it doesn't impact their tree planting numbers, I just assume they're taking a break. Most of the time, they're paid per tree planted, so it's up to them how they divide their time between planting and taking personal time. Story 2. I was a whitewater raft guide 10 years ago. We used to hang out and relax at the spot where we stored our rafts near the boathouse, where we also camped in tents. One evening, my girlfriend at the time and I ended up getting a bit carried away on top of a stack of rafts under the stars after a few drinks. Unbeknownst to us, the boathouse manager's apartment had a window directly facing that stack of rafts. Each morning, he would introduce us to our tour groups with fun little comments like, "This is James, best river guide west of the Mississippi." But the next day, without saying anything to us beforehand, he introduced us and then said, "Okay, now your guide is going to be Chelsea the Screamer," while looking directly at us. She looked mortified at first, then laughed it off. That was the end of it. Just some teasing and a few laughs. It was a pretty laid-back environment overall. Story 3. We worked as lab assistants, a kind of TA role, and every Wednesday night after grading assignments in the classroom section of the lab, the two of us would spend time alone together. There were 10 desks and 10 weeks left in the semester, so we jokingly decided to use a different one each week. It became our little motivation to get the grading done quickly. On the last week, we were at the final desk when the professor unexpectedly walked in with food, wanting to thank us for being more dedicated than any other assistants she'd ever had. She saw us in a clearly compromising position, me standing and facing her, and my colleague sitting on the desk. The professor paused, then said, "Well, that explains a lot. Don't get pregnant." She left the food, locked the door behind her, and walked away. We laughed, had dinner, and spent the rest of the night together. Story 4. I used to work with a guy at my previous job who worked as a night security guard at our main facility. He was a really intelligent person, but often engaged in self-destructive behavior, especially when things were going well for him. One day, he was caught on camera entering an office with a night janitor. She later admitted that they had been involved in an inappropriate relationship at work. When confronted, he confirmed it, and they told him he would be terminated. However, he asked them to show him exactly where it stated in the company policy that personal relationships on company grounds were prohibited. He had already reviewed the policy and believed he had a case for potential wrongful termination, and apparently they realized it too. Shortly after, the company released an updated corporate policy with clarified expectations around workplace behavior. He ended up staying with the company for years before eventually being moved to the manufacturing department, where he was let go due to further self-destructive behavior. Story 5. At my old job in a sheet metal factory, we caught two elderly employees in a compromising situation in the back of his SUV. We had long suspected something was going on because they went from being extremely close to suddenly trying not to be seen talking too much. Also, since it was a job with unlimited overtime, they would always show up and leave at the same time, even though we didn't have set hours. It was particularly surprising because both his son and her sons worked at the same company. His wife would often show up and bring food for the entire staff in our department, and you could see the guilt on the woman's face whenever his wife was around. She would always leave quickly. After we caught them, we chose to stay quiet about it, but they both suddenly became very nice to all of us. The woman even started bringing lunch for everyone in the department every day. Story 6. Around 2002, we hired a new guy who was relocating from across the country, and he asked if we could also offer a job to his wife. We did. They ran the customer-facing part of our shop, which included a storefront that was only open a few hours a week. Because there was a cash box in that room, it was very secure. The owner's son had a history of raiding it when he needed money, so it had new doors, new locks, two-way mirrors, and so on. We often called into the room to ask for things, but the phone would go unanswered. They insisted nothing strange was happening, but we sometimes heard noises, so I decided to test a theory. Since I worked in IT, one day as I was leaving the server room, I passed them in the hallway. She asked what I was doing, and I casually told her that I was handling updates for our hidden security system, something no one ever verified. I mentioned that, due to previous thefts, we had hidden cameras in every room, including theirs. I said I hadn't checked the footage in months but was restoring the system to review footage from recent weeks. About 20 minutes later, they were tearing the room apart looking for a camera. You could hear her crying behind the door, clearly shocked. They received a warning, and I even pointed to a vent as if that was where the camera was hidden, warning them it captured the whole room. Eventually, both were let go. Story 7. I used to work at a bank branch years ago, and one of the financial advisors was pregnant with twins. Everyone was thrilled for her. She had apparently been trying for years with her husband, and it had finally happened. On her last day before maternity leave, we threw her a small goodbye party in the employee lounge after hours. Her husband came too. About 15 minutes into the party, he said he wanted to make a toast and had a special video prepared for his wife to show how grateful he was. He had it on a USB stick and insisted on playing it. The manager brought his laptop so we could all watch it. What followed shocked everyone. The video appeared to be hidden camera footage from their bedroom, showing the advisor with another man. It had sound and everything. The room went silent, and the video played for about a minute before the manager shut the laptop and told everyone to head home. The advisor broke down in tears while her husband simply removed the USB stick, smiled coldly, and said, "See you in court," before walking out. Story 8. I used to work at a high-end restaurant for a few years, and I've got quite a few stories. One time after closing for the night, we were getting ready to leave when I heard a noise coming from a broom closet. I opened it to find two customers involved in an intimate moment, even though we were closed. Another time I walked into our walk-in freezer to take inventory and found one of the waitresses with one of the chefs in a similarly compromising situation. I laughed and said, "Don't mind me, I'm just counting boxes." There was also a time when one of our corporate chefs got fired for inappropriate behavior in the manager's office. That was wild. But the most memorable incident was when a waitress and a cook, who everyone knew had a bit of a thing going on, snuck into the outdoor cooler together. Someone told me, and I let the rest of the staff know. We all quietly gathered outside the door and listened. Sure enough, we heard exactly what we expected. When they finally came out, the entire closing staff yelled, "Took you long enough!" They were completely embarrassed. It was hilarious. Story 9. I worked at Wendy's when I was a teenager. One night near closing, it was just me at the register, the manager and a young woman at the drive-thru, another guy on the grill, and an older woman at the sandwich station, who I talked to often. As we were closing up, the manager was in the office doing whatever managers do. The woman at the sandwich station started doing dishes, and the other two went outside, supposedly for a smoke break. I was cleaning the dining area and went out to take the trash to the dumpster. The dumpsters were enclosed in a gated area to keep out pests. As I approached, I heard someone whisper, "Shh, shh," followed by a quiet, "What?" It became pretty obvious they weren't just smoking. I paused for a second, tired and just wanting to go home, then threw the trash bag over the gate and shouted, "Throw the trash in the dumpster when y'all are done." Then I walked back inside to finish cleaning. They came back in about 5 minutes later, avoiding eye contact the whole time. As I was heading to my truck later, I checked the dumpster, and to my surprise, they had actually tossed the trash in. Story 10. I was a Ford tech in my early 20s and was working on my new girlfriend's car after hours. She was incredibly attractive and had mentioned that a new Cadillac SUV in the shop was a beautiful vehicle. We ended up getting a little carried away inside the car until I heard the walk-through door slam shut, like usual. I jumped out, zipped up quickly, and walked around the back just in time to see a salesman with a couple who were there to check out the vehicle. My girlfriend managed to slip away to a different area. The salesman definitely knew what had just happened and casually asked if I could bring the vehicle around once I was done detailing it. The next day, a bottle of Crown Royal appeared on his desk, and a few co-workers asked me who the attractive blonde was. Good times with that one. Story 11. My boyfriend, now husband, and I were working at a well-known sandwich shop in our hometown. I worked mornings and he worked afternoons, so we barely saw each other for more than 5 minutes between shifts. We were both 16, and it was my first job. About a month in, my boyfriend was fired out of the blue. The official reason was that his performance wasn't good enough. Later, I found out from a classmate and coworker, who had a reputation for stirring drama, that he was fired for supposedly having an...
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Appropriate encounter with me in the freezer. That absolutely never happened. I confronted the owner, but he just told me to stay quiet and get back to work. Turns out it was actually the coworker and the boss who had been sneaking around in the freezer, and my boyfriend had accidentally walked in on them. That explained the strange white stains we had noticed on the freezer floor. I quit a month later, and not long after, the owner was suspected of serious misconduct involving a minor. My husband and I have now been happily married for 9 years, despite never having any freezer-related drama ourselves. Story 12. I worked in the store operations department for a fairly large retailer in the Midwest for just about a year. The company was a complete mess, and I was planning to leave due to ongoing workplace harassment. I had repeatedly tried to speak with the HR director about how my supervisor was verbally abusive and refusing to allow me to clock in for my overtime, but nothing changed. Eventually, news broke that the HR director and a recruiter who reported to him were caught together in his office after the director's wife contacted another HR employee. The news spread like wildfire. Both were let go, and since they were both married, their personal lives fell apart as well. I later took a job at the headquarters of another retailer, working as an assistant in the marketing department. While managing emails for my new supervisor, I came across a resume from that same HR director, asking to connect about possible opportunities. I shared the full story with my supervisor and explained that this individual was the reason I chose to leave my former job. He wasn't hired. Sometimes I feel a little bad, but honestly, what goes around comes around. Story 13. This is probably going to get buried, but when I was in high school, I worked at a sandwich shop that was attached to a grocery store. The manager of the sandwich shop had previously managed the grocery store. She was in her mid-20s and was caught having an inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old cashier. When her husband found out, he came into the store armed and looking for the young man. Fortunately, nothing tragic happened at that moment, but her husband was jailed for a short time afterward. Sadly, the cashier later took his own life.
The manager faced no disciplinary action beyond being transferred to manage the sandwich shop. Despite everything, she and her husband are still together and are currently expecting their second child. Story 14. I wasn't the one involved, but when I was managing a fast casual restaurant, we got so busy one day that we had a line wrapped around the building. Every table was full, and online orders were covering the entire wall. One of our cooks had called off, and it was chaos. I noticed two of my servers were missing, but things were so hectic that I didn't have time to look for them while managing both the register and kitchen. Something tricky to do since it requires constantly washing hands between tasks. Eventually, I saw both of them come out of the men's bathroom, with one of them still adjusting his pants. This happened in full view of about 75 customers in a packed dining room. Part of the issue was that they were only 16 and 19 years old. I gave them the "you've got to be kidding me" look and sent one to clean the dining room and the other to handle trash and dishes. When I later confronted them, the girl claimed nothing serious had happened, as if that would somehow fix the situation. I was more upset that they abandoned the rush and left their co-workers and me to struggle and didn't seem to care that everyone saw them walk out of the bathroom like that. After they cleaned up and finished all the dishes left behind by the cook, I let them go. They both cried. Understandably, they were still kids. The next day, the 16-year-old girl's mom came in furious, ready to defend her daughter, towering over me and clearly having no idea what had happened. I could see the girl sitting in her mom's minivan while this woman shouted at me about how unfairly her little angel had been treated. That conversation was certainly enlightening for both of us. I made sure she understood just how public this entire incident had been. The real kicker? A few days later, I got calls from two other store managers. Both teens had tried to apply at other locations, not realizing that when you list prior employment within the company, we all communicate. Needless to say, neither was hired. Story 15. Not my personal experience, but I've got a great story. I was aware of a company called Blue Circle. They manufactured bags of cement and other building materials. Their inventory was stored at a different depot, and I was sent there one day to pick something up. At the entrance, there was a plank of wood with a sign painted on it, "The Blue Circle Club." Curious, I pointed at it and asked, "What's that all about?" One of the storemen replied, "That's the Blue Circle Club. Like the gay bar and police academy, the Blue Oyster Bar, this is our version." I was confused and asked for more details. Another storeman walked in and someone said, "Hey, Frank, the kid wants to know about the Blue Circle Club." Frank's face instantly turned pale and he sat down slowly. He told me, "I walked into the store one day and saw one of the guys bent over some bags of cement. Another guy, who was married with kids, was clearly involved in something very private." Without skipping a beat, he looked up and casually said, "Morning, Frank," and then carried on as if nothing was out of the ordinary. Frank said he left the room and never looked back. Not long after, both employees were transferred elsewhere. Story 16. I used to work for TELUS Mobility in Canada, at one of the call centers, and people getting caught in inappropriate situations happened once or twice a year. The call center was mostly filled with people in their 20s and early 30s, working long hours in a low-morale environment, so sometimes it felt like people got into things just to cope. It was a union job, so it was pretty hard to actually get fired. You had to seriously mess up, and even then, the union would often fight to get you reinstated. So when something like this happened, the usual consequence was a write-up, a suspension, or being reassigned to another team. One case I remember involved a couple who were caught in the nurse's room, a quiet space near the lunch area where employees could lie down if they weren't feeling well. I assume a lot went on in that room. But after that couple got caught, it was renovated, ironically, into an arcade room. Another time, a friend of mine who had been promoted temporarily to help with the management training team was working late. He got caught in a conference room on a different floor with his girlfriend. No one directly witnessed anything, but his excuse was that she needed to use one of the scanner printers. Everyone assumed what had really happened. He was removed from the training program and put back on phone duty. Story 17. Obligatory, not me, but in medical school, two med students who were dating were assigned to the same surgery rotation. They thought it would be a brilliant idea to get intimate inside the hospital, in an operating room. What they didn't realize is that every OR is sterilized after surgery, not before the next one, to keep it clean and safe. What they also didn't know is that every OR is under constant video surveillance. Needless to say, their actions led to that OR needing a deep clean. The next scheduled surgery was postponed, and neither of them remained the students at our medical school by the end of that rotation. According to the grapevine, they broke up, transferred to different medical schools, and both went on to become doctors, even landing residencies in competitive specialties, although at hospitals few would choose if they had the option. One of them even became a surgeon. Story 18. I used to work at festivals. One night I met a random girl, beautiful, very striking, and we ended up spending time together in the back of one of our vans, which we used to transport supplies around the festival area. Unfortunately, a coworker who was off duty that night caught us, and since he was drunk, decided to tell everyone. The next morning, as usual, we had a team meeting with about 60 people present. My bosses were furious. They pulled me to the center of the group and gave me a long, loud scolding. I couldn't help smirking. I was kind of proud, to be honest. They threatened to send me home, but I didn't really care. By the time I got back to my apartment to pack, they had called me back in. We laughed it off afterward. The best part of the story, I found out later that the girl was actually from my hometown. After the festival, we kept in touch and ended up having a casual relationship for about 2 years. Story 19. Not me in the story, and definitely not in the romantic part, but when I was in high school taking driver's ed, students who weren't actively driving had to assist other staff. I thought I was being clever and asked to help the janitor because I wanted to try using the buffer machine. He only asked me to sweep one hallway a day and then use the buffer. The rest of the period was basically free time. One day, after finishing my task, I saw the teacher's lounge. Feeling bold, I walked in like I belonged there, sat in a recliner, and pulled out my Game Boy SP. I heard some noise coming from the lounge bathroom. A few minutes later, the married high school principal stepped out, followed by the unmarried middle school principal. They both froze when they saw me. The high school principal quickly said, "Why aren't you in class? Do you want detention?" Without thinking, I replied, "I don't think I'm going to have detention again. Ever." They quickly fixed their appearance and left. From then on, anytime I got sent to his office for minor stuff like being tardy, he'd let me sit there and tell others I was being punished. I'd just play my Game Boy until he told me to leave. Story 20. 10 years ago, I worked at Sears as a sales associate in the electronics department. One night while closing up, a girl from the shoes department asked me for help getting a box off a high shelf in the storeroom. She was about 5 feet tall, very petite, and absolutely stunning. She was also 7 years older than me. At the time, I was 20 and considered myself pretty average. I was working part-time with not much going on in my life. Being with someone like her was the kind of thing I wouldn't have even dreamed of. We went into the storeroom and she pointed to a large box stacked on top of some others. I climbed a ladder and reached for it. It felt light. Suddenly, she touched the inside of my thigh, which startled me and made me lose my balance, knocking over a few shoe boxes. She said she thought there was something on my leg. When I came down the ladder, she was picking up the boxes in a very suggestive posture. Her hair fell off to one side, revealing her neck, and she looked back at me slightly. I instinctively reached out, brushed the inside of her thigh, and told her she might have something on her leg too. The next thing I knew, we were kissing, and I ended up carrying her to another part of the storeroom where we shared an intense and unforgettable moment. To this day, I still think about it. A few days later, I was called into the loss prevention office. They had caught everything on camera and showed me footage, cut off just before things got serious. Not long after, both of us were let go. A year later, we got married and have been together ever since. Story 21. Many years ago, I worked in law enforcement. Let me tell you, it was basically like high school for adults. The number of affairs and people getting involved with one another was unbelievable. For the record, I also met my first wife there, but that's beside the point. When you work 12-hour shifts with the same group of people for years, often doing 40 to 60 hours a week together, you end up spending a lot of time with each other, and sometimes boundaries blur. To answer your question, yes, there were plenty of instances of coworkers getting romantically involved. Once we had two officers who were clearly more than friends, though no one picked up on it until we had Secret Santa one year. The woman spent the whole week trying to find out who had drawn this particular guy's name. When she found out, she begged them to trade with her so she could be his Secret Santa. Keep in mind, she was married. Secret Santa at our office was usually simple. Gift cards. Small items under $50. She went all out with a $180 bottle of cologne, a teddy bear, balloons, and flowers. Naturally, a room full of law enforcement officers put two and two together. In that line of work, that's what you call a clue. People would sneak off into patrol cars, offices, even restrooms, especially on third shift. I'm not going to lie, there were some wild times. There's nothing quite like scrambling to get your duty belt back on before responding to a call. Even the sheriff was once involved with a deputy, and both were married. That's just how it was. Story 22. I worked at a company that employed a lot of young professionals and had almost unlimited liquor at events. They went all out for the office holiday party, always at upscale venues, and in past years the food was excellent. But the last year I worked there, I decided to skip lunch and show up on an empty stomach to better enjoy the meal. Bad idea. The only food being served was beef tartare. As nice as that sounds, it's not exactly filling. So most of us were drinking on empty stomachs, and it didn't take long before things got out of hand. The rest of the night is a bit of a blur. One of our interns had a thing for me, and with everyone feeling relaxed, we ended up having a very public makeout session in front of the entire room, though thankfully most others were in similar states. I invited the intern back to my place, and we took a cab together. The next day at work, I got a lot of teasing and questions, but thankfully neither of us got in trouble. That was years ago, and I definitely learned my lesson. Since then, I've been a lot more careful at office events. Story 23. I'm a business owner. I didn't catch anyone in the act, but I found out the next day that a manager had been having an affair with an employee, someone who used to be his peer and had recently come under his supervision. It created an enormous headache. We had to bring in lawyers to ensure the relationship hadn't been coercive or happened on company time. The entire situation caused division among staff, with accusations of favoritism and bias. One employee even threatened to sue because they didn't get a promotion they believed was given unfairly. Productivity dropped, morale crashed, and for a while it felt like the whole business was at risk. We were barely surviving the dot-com crash as it was, and this only made it worse. Ultimately, both parties ended up getting divorced, and we had to let the manager go. He still hasn't fully recovered his career path since. This is why companies have strict no dating policies. It's not to ruin the fun. It's to protect the team and the business. We came dangerously close to losing everything because of one relationship gone wrong. Story 24. I got a temp job at an office several months after my sister had also worked there briefly. From the moment I started, I noticed people were staring at me, openly, awkwardly, and I couldn't figure out why. It made me uncomfortable enough that I quit after only a few weeks. Later, I casually mentioned it to my sister. That's when she told me the truth. She hadn't quit the assignment like she'd told us at the time. She had actually been fired for a very inappropriate encounter with the IT manager in his office during work hours, and apparently it had drawn a crowd. He was still working there when I arrived. My sister and I aren't twins, but people always said we looked alike, which suddenly explained the odd stares. It all made sense. The short length of most of her temp assignments started making a lot more sense, too. She always said she didn't understand why she wasn't being placed again by temp agencies, but now it was pretty clear. She honestly didn't see what the issue was. Story 25. My old manager, 26, at my last job was known for being quite the flirt. It was no secret that he was involved with one of the snack bar workers, 21, and then going home to his girlfriend. His history of workplace flings was well known. One night, the snack bar girl wasn't there, and he ended up getting close to someone else who didn't usually work that station. I was doing my closing duties when I realized I hadn't seen either of them for a solid 20 minutes. I went to check one of the rooms that needed to be closed. It was dark. I called out for him. He answered. I asked if he could finish my closing task for me, and he agreed, so I left without thinking much of it. A few weeks later, it hit me that the girl involved might have only been 17 or 18. Word got around that he had been seeing both snack bar employees. Eventually, the two of them got into a full-on argument over him, even though they both knew he went home every night to his kid's mother. He wasn't exactly a prize, considering he couldn't hold a job for more than 6 months unless it was working for his parents. Story 26. A female unit manager was rumored to have had relationships with multiple co-workers and employees, possibly several dozen, while on the job. Bonus. Her husband was also a unit manager at another location in the same company. Double bonus. Corporate had heard the rumors, but didn't take action until one company outing where she drank a bit too much and began making bold statements. She started openly approaching several male coworkers. Her husband got upset, and the two ended up in a loud argument. Then, standing in the middle of the restaurant section we had reserved, she started shouting names. I was with Brad. I was with Chad. And so on. With each name, she kept count using her fingers. When she reached six and had to switch hands, someone finally stepped in to calm things down. Triple bonus, the intervention only came when the name she was listing started climbing up the corporate ladder. Coincidentally, it was the higher-ups whose names were next that rushed to shut it down. She later apologized, saying she had too much to drink. Her husband claimed she liked to push his buttons, but insisted she would never actually cross a line. None of the men confirmed anything. Her location consistently ranked among the top-performing branches, so the incident was quietly dismissed. Until, mega bonus, several of her female employees reported that she had been stealing. They described what she was doing, though it initially didn't make sense. Normally, those actions would have messed up the accounting. But she had figured out how to control things so tightly that she could steal without detection. The final total? Over $10,000 taken across a year. Why was she finally reported? One employee caught her in a compromising moment with her boyfriend in the back of the store. Story 27. I was bartending at a nice ski resort in 2010, and we were hosting a gynecologist convention. One of the doctors would regularly stop by the bar with a male companion. One night, she had a few drinks and asked where the restroom was. Since it wasn't located inside the bar itself, I gave her directions. She seemed a bit lost, so I offered to walk her there. On the way, she mentioned always wanting to try snowboarding. I told her it was a lot of fun and that she should definitely give it a shot. She then asked if I could teach her. I joked that I was pretty expensive and might be out of her budget. She looked up and said, well, I could pay in other ways. Then she asked if there was a private restroom. I showed her to the accessible bathroom and locked the door behind us. Things escalated quickly. As we were cleaning up afterward, I realized I'd left the bar unattended. I told her to wait a bit before leaving. When I opened the door to head back, her companion was just walking into the men's room. The look he gave me said everything. I gave a sheepish grin and walked back toward the bar, feeling on top of the world. To my surprise, my manager was already behind the bar making drinks. But thankfully, we were good friends. He gave me a knowing look and said, "You didn't." I just smiled and replied, "I did." Story 28. My best friend got me a job at a major medical research company where he worked as the lead IT guy. I was placed in clinical research where I met a confident, slightly older woman, WW. We hit it off and started dating. One Saturday, she was asked to work, and when I dropped her off, she gave me a playful smile and said, "Hey, the office is empty. Want to make use of the conference room?" Turns out I really did. We ended up getting intimate right at the CEO's end of the main conference table. It was wild and a little reckless, but we had fun. I headed home afterward, but not long after, I got a call from my friend, the one who got me the job. He told me there had been a security camera in the room, and the footage was stored on the company server. The security company had contacted him to retrieve the recording. He confessed that he had watched the entire thing before he accidentally corrupted the video file and deleted the badge swipe logs. Fast forward 8 years to my bachelor party. He handed me a framed still image from the security footage where, unfortunately, both my expression and my backside were clearly visible. He still jokes that he kept a copy, just in case he needs a little leverage. Story 29. I had just graduated high school, and I was seeing a girl who had finished her junior year. We had been dating on and off, but mostly kept things casual. A few weeks after school ended, we found ourselves hanging out in the parking lot at our workplace after a shift and decided to get a little close in my car. A police officer drove by, saw our isolated car, and decided to check in. We tried to play it cool, but he definitely knew what had been going on. Under normal circumstances, it might have just been a warning, but we both worked at our high school, which had a public gym and pool. I worked at the pool. She worked at the gym. That meant the police officer wasn't the only one notified. The superintendent, principal, guidance counselor, and even our parents were all brought in. We sat through about 30 minutes of lectures from everyone. They told us to return for separate meetings and suspended us from working in the meantime. I had my meeting first and was fired, and so was she. The reason? not upholding the standards of HS Mascots Nation. The fallout continued. Her religious parents filed a restraining order against me. I was banned from school property for a year, missing all of my three younger brothers' events. My mom was furious and grounded me for 3 months. No car, no phone, no laptop. At one point, I had to ask a 60-year-old co-worker to drive me to work, even though I had a working car in the driveway I wasn't allowed to use. Another time, I had to miss work because I couldn't contact anyone. My mom didn't mess around. Thankfully, the girl wasn't expelled and got to finish her senior year. Her punishment from home lasted about a week. Mine felt like a prison sentence. Story 30. I was a lifeguard supervisor at a sports and wellness center. One night during a slow shift, I decided to rotate myself in on the lifeguard stand to help the other two guards study. It was finals week, and they needed extra time. With all cleaning done, I figured giving them longer breaks wouldn't hurt. Rotations were supposed to be 30 minutes, but I gave them closer to an hour each. On my second rotation, 30 minutes passed, then 45, then an hour. I figured maybe the guy just lost track of time, but eventually the female lifeguard came out and asked why I was still on stand. We were both confused, as neither of us had seen him for over an hour. No one at the front desk had seen him either. We started texting. No response. I was getting annoyed. I had been generous, and this was the thanks I got. One of the managers was really cool and offered to check the cameras. We saw him heading upstairs to the cycling rooms, which were closed for the night. 10 minutes later, a member walked in after him. Apparently, they had been seeing each other. They never came out. So the manager and I walked upstairs and knocked. No answer. Knocked again. Still nothing. But we started hearing sounds. After waiting a few more minutes, the manager announced that we knew they were in there and she would use her key if needed. A couple minutes later, he finally came out, claiming he had fallen asleep. The room smelled like an actual spin class had taken place. The girl was hiding behind the last row of bikes, lying flat. We calmly asked her to leave and told him to clean out his locker. The funniest part? That girl was the daughter of a well-known state official, one who publicly advocated for abstinence until marriage. As a twist, after the guy got fired, the two of them were later caught again, this time in a public park, after dark, on a playground. Story 31. Kind of a complicated situation, but here goes. I was working as a bartender in a small dive bar. Only one person worked per shift. My boss, R, was going out of the country to travel the world with his new wife and left his brother, L, in charge. At the time, I was in an abusive relationship with my child's father and dealing with an OxyContin addiction after breaking my leg and suffering road rash in an accident. I was nervous about L taking over because he had previously made advances toward me, even though he knew I was in a relationship. About 2 weeks after R left, L cut my hours significantly. I called him to talk about it. He couldn't hear me well and asked if he could order me an Uber to come to the bar and talk in person. My ex said it was fine, so I agreed. It was around 9 a.m. on a Sunday when I got there, but I immediately smelled alcohol on his breath and felt uneasy. Without going into explicit detail, let's just say that to keep my hours, I was coerced into an uncomfortable situation. At the time, I had been secretly saving my cash tips for months, literally burying money in my garden to avoid my ex finding it. L was significantly taller and heavier than me, so I didn't feel like I had much choice. I said okay. He started calling me to stay late and sometimes would order me an Uber after I had already gone home, telling me it was for a recount of money and liquor. He even told me to say that to my ex. This continued for a few months until one night a former employee stopped by and said, "You know that camera points up to another one that has video and sound. Anyone with the link can view it. Have a good night." That stuck with me. I started wondering, had I done something wrong with money? Given away a drink? But then I realized every disturbing encounter had happened in the same exact spot, beneath that particular camera. He had likely been recording and possibly sharing it. Soon after, our point of sale machine broke. We used paper logs for a few days while waiting for a replacement. L didn't realize we needed someone to program it. That's when I had an idea. What if I programmed it to work in my favor? And that's exactly what I did. Over the next 2 months, I quietly saved enough money to leave both the job and my abusive ex. I took my son and moved closer to family. I'm now back in college and doing well, even through the pandemic. Story 32. A couple years ago, I worked for a company that had a showroom and sales desks up front, with a large warehouse in the back. Saturdays were usually slow, so we ran with half staff. One of the sales girls and I had used the warehouse bathroom on a few occasions to sneak away together. It was mostly just my buddies back there, but we tried to be discreet. What we didn't consider was that the warehouse bathroom shared a wall with the showroom bathroom. So, on one particular day, she got a little more vocal than usual. As we were finishing up, she shouted something a bit too explicit. Definitely not showroom appropriate. I thought if anyone heard, it would just be my friends in the warehouse. What I didn't know was that the owner had randomly decided to stop by that Saturday, which had only happened maybe 3 times in 5 years. I got called in a few days later and was let go. Supposedly, the reason she kept her job and I didn't was because I was 38 and she was 22, and it looked bad. Never mind that she was the one leading in sales at the time. That detail didn't seem to matter. Story 33. OMG, when I turned 18, I had a friend with benefits. We started to develop real feelings for each other. A couple of months in, she asked if I wanted to work with her and her stepdad as a scaffolder. We kept our relationship secret from her parents, even after we officially became a couple. The second time we got a little too personal at work, we had just been together in a public bathroom without knowing her stepdad and mom were right outside. They didn't say anything at the time, so after they left, we went into the building we were working on and went for round two. Turns out they hadn't actually left. When I came out alone, they asked where she was and what we had accomplished in the last 30 to 60 minutes. I said I thought she went into the bathroom. She was still halfway dressed. They didn't bring it up until after she stopped working there and we had broken up. It kind of became a running joke. They still liked me, and I guess they appreciated my work ethic. So I stayed on and kept working there for a good while after. Story 34. Not me, but close enough. I work for a pretty big multinational company, and I managed an operations unit there years ago. My two co-workers and I were asked to interview an internal candidate who was making a very lateral and somewhat unusual move to our area. Let's call him Tim. His interview was terrible. He didn't really explain why he wanted the job, and he came off as a bit arrogant. Still, one of the other managers decided to hire him anyway. A couple of days later, the hiring manager excitedly called me and the third manager over to her desk to show us an email from HR about Tim's transfer. They had accidentally attached his entire employee file, which they weren't supposed to do. That's how we found out Tim, who was engaged at the time, had been involved with a young woman in his department, and they had been meeting regularly in the company's quiet rooms, which are meant for naps or nursing mothers. His manager had found out, but delayed taking any action for so long that HR eventually said, "We can't fire him now. Let's just see if he'll transfer." As punishment, he was given the lowest possible year-end rating and received no bonus. That was it. He was a condescending guy who lasted about a year in our department before leaving for another job. I still have no idea how someone so dry and unlikable managed to stay employed after all that. Story 35. At one of my former schools, the head of the science department, a rather bitter chain smoker in her early 50s, was caught in the middle of an inappropriate encounter with a sixth form student in her office during lunch. The newly hired deputy head teacher reacted poorly to the news and was dismissed after physically confronting her. Both were escorted out of the building, but that wasn't the end of it. For several weeks, the teacher kept returning each morning as if nothing had happened and had to be escorted off school grounds repeatedly. Meanwhile, the student involved developed a habit of asking to enter her office to smell her personal belongings because she missed her, right up until the office was cleaned out. The strangest part was that this teacher had a reputation for being harsh and generally disliked by both staff and students. Yet somehow, this 16-year-old student seemed genuinely infatuated. She got many strange looks until she finally left the school. At a different school, a physics teacher and a chemistry teacher filmed themselves engaging in highly inappropriate behavior in the school gymnasium, including using school items in a way they definitely weren't intended for. They accidentally left the footage among a batch of blank tapes, which our students eventually discovered. The incident made the news, both teachers were fired, and the school's Wikipedia page now has a section dedicated solely to that event. Story 36. I got fired. Here's what happened. I worked at an internet and gaming cafe, and I had keys to the place. I often closed up alone. One night after work, we usually stayed open until midnight or later on weekends, I went out with a friend to a nearby nightclub. We ended up drinking quite a bit and met two friendly women. Since I didn't live in the town where I worked, and where we were now partying, I suggested we go back to the cafe. There were drinks, a projector, and it was a comfortable place. I had been there after hours before with my boss's blessing, and it wasn't unusual for me to hang out there. We chilled for a while, and eventually my friend and his date left. Once it was just me and the woman I had met, things got more personal. We ended up getting close on the couch near a large window facing the street. The window had a reflective laminate that made it impossible to see inside, but easy to see out. It was, in the moment, kind of thrilling. Unfortunately, I was too intoxicated to remember there was a security camera recording everything. A few days later, I was called into the manager's office and promptly fired. Definitely a mistake I won't be repeating. Story 37. I was a camp counselor for many years, and this happened during my second summer. We both had the day off, so we went to the river. A few beers later, we were skinny dipping, and then things got a bit more intimate on the warm rocks by the water. The next morning at breakfast, I passed by my boss, who casually caught my arm and whispered, "You know, game wardens and park rangers take their jobs pretty seriously. They can hand out hefty fines. And that river? Definitely in the White Mountain National Forest." Turns out he also had the day off and decided to paddle the same stretch of river where he and his friends used to hang out back in the 70s. Later that evening, when we got the chance to talk in private, we laughed until we cried. His description of floating quietly down the river, trying to look the other way while I was drunkenly enjoying the moment just 20 feet from him, still makes me laugh to this day. He ended up being more of a mentor to me than my own father. This remains one of my favorite, most ridiculous memories of him. Story 38. I was in my final year of med school, 24 at the time, when I met a psychiatry resident during one of my rotations. She was about 5 years older than me, had a cold, no-nonsense demeanor, and didn't seem to get along with many people. For some reason, though, she was very into me. She never used my name, just, "Hi, handsome," and constantly complimented me, getting increasingly touchy. I've been hit on before, but she was on another level. I developed a huge crush on her, even though I was a bit intimidated at first. We eventually got together. One night I was working an internal medicine shift. Students didn't have to stay overnight, so we were allowed to leave after 11 p.m. if things were quiet. Coincidentally, she was a psychiatry resident on night duty. Around 10 p.m., she texted me, saying she wanted to see me before I left. I stopped by the resident on-call room. Things got passionate, and that night went by without issue. Our mistake was getting too comfortable. The next week, we tried the same thing. Door unlocked, things escalating quickly. Suddenly, the door opened, and a nurse walked in, paused, and jokingly said, "Well, at least someone's having a good night," before closing the door. We were both mortified. She could have gotten in serious trouble. Later that night, the same nurse pulled me aside and said, "Don't worry, I'm silent as the grave. Honestly, good for you. Maybe now she'll lighten up a bit." He was a cool guy. As far as we know, he never told anyone, and she finished her residency without any issues. Story 39. Not me, but a former boss of mine. I worked at a Spirit Halloween store, and later at Toys Am, a seasonal mall store. That year, it felt like everyone was involved with someone. Things were out of control. I was basically my district manager's assistant and went with him to visit several locations. His supervisor, known for having inappropriate relationships with employees and giving out raises or perks in return. The DM I worked under? Same story. He had relationships with several people across the district, two of whom were married. At one location, a situation escalated when an employee got involved with a 17-year-old coworker. It was complicated as she was pregnant by someone else and in an abusive relationship. At the same store, another employee got caught with his girlfriend behind fake wall panels and was fired. A different guy exposed himself to an assistant manager and was fired and arrested. Meanwhile, my DM, who was single, got transferred to manage a Toys Am location after Halloween, and he brought me along. On the very first day, a married assistant manager with a child started pursuing him. While he debated whether to pursue someone he was genuinely interested in outside of work, this other situation was already unfolding. One day, he asked me to step out of the car while pulled over so he could talk privately with the married woman. I refused. I wasn't going to hang around alone in a city I didn't know. Eventually, they got involved anyway. Our store was dead. Even on Black Friday, we had three customers between 4 a.m. and noon. My boss used that free time to spend it with her, in the office repeatedly. Everyone knew. She got more hours than anyone else, including her boyfriend and his friend, who also worked there. The work environment became tense. Then he started seeing the other girl, the one he was originally interested in. Word got back, and one day while I wasn't there, things exploded. The assistant manager found out and got into a full-blown physical fight with the other assistant, in front of corporate. It all came out. Both assistants were terminated, one of them with a concussion. My boss? He was let go and missed out on a promotion that was within reach. He was blacklisted from the company. I became a bit of a hot commodity since corporate saw me as a responsible one amidst the chaos. Everyone else moved on. The manager at the Spencer's store in the same mall? He was also reportedly having inappropriate relationships with employees and fired one of them when she refused to play along. Story 40. When I was in the military, I used to joke that I was the only person not having a romantic life. It seemed like someone was always getting divorced because of a coworker, or some commander or NCO was being removed for getting involved with someone they shouldn't have. I worked in one office with a small team and a captain. Jim was one of my coworkers. We got stationed at different bases for a while, but eventually crossed paths again. One Saturday, he told me he had to stop by the office. When he walked in, he unexpectedly found one of the women sitting nude on a desk, and the captain, also without clothes, seated in front of her, clearly involved in a very personal moment. They never spoke of it again, but according to Jim, they were both extremely nice to him for the remainder of the tour. One of the more ironic rules was that single people weren't allowed to have members of the opposites in their dorm rooms, yet married people, who were often having affairs, seemingly got away with it. Two people who had recently married were still living in the dorms due to high rent. During a routine inspection, the squadron commander and first sergeant opened the door to find a very unexpected sight, a large hairy backside mid-motion. It was difficult for them to argue against a married couple being intimate. Not long after, higher-ups relaxed the rules and began allowing guests in dorm rooms. Story 41. I worked at a remote site that was divided between construction and operations. On any given day, there were probably a couple hundred people on site, employees and contractors. Due to safety regulations, personal cell phones weren't allowed because the facility was live, and phones weren't rated for that environment. Instead, everyone used radios, walkie-talkie style, with an external mic for easy communication while clipped to a belt. If you've ever used this kind of radio, you know it's really easy to accidentally press the talk button, especially on the mic, and when that button is engaged, no one else can transmit or interrupt you. You probably see where this is going. One day, one of the construction supervisors accidentally triggered his radio, and everyone within range suddenly heard him and an administrator engage in a very personal moment. It only lasted a few seconds, but it was unmistakably clear what was happening, and they had no idea the radio was live. Everyone on site heard it. Both were terminated soon afterward. Story 42. When I was 16, I worked at a Carl's Jr. located in the middle of nowhere along a major highway. Most of our traffic came from travelers, and we stayed pretty busy. I was the only white guy on the team. Everyone else was Hispanic. That wasn't new to me, though. I was one of only four white kids in the small town where I grew up. A few months into the job, I needed something from the walk-in freezer. For some reason, this freezer had doors on both sides. One of them had a latch that could be padlocked from the inside. No one ever used it, but the mechanism was there. When I tried to open the door, it felt jammed, so I pushed harder. Apparently, someone had wedged something into the latch, and I broke it open. Inside, I caught the manager, who was married and whose husband was friends with half the staff, in a compromising situation with a shift lead. The shift lead was also one of the main people who used to give me a hard time. I quietly closed the door and walked away to the small break area. They showed up soon after, clearly panicked and pleading with me not to say anything. She even offered to pay me for shifts I didn't have to work, along with other perks. I didn't take her up on it, but I stayed on for another year. After that day, it became the easiest job I've ever had. No one messed with me again, and I always got the best schedule. Story 43. I was working at a pizza place, and one of the other cooks and I had a casual relationship. The delivery driver would sometimes let us use the delivery car when we felt like sneaking away for a bit. One night, near the end of our shift, Things had slowed down and the driver had already been sent home. My coworker and I headed out to the car while another cook stayed back to keep watch. About 5 minutes in, our lookout came rushing outside, yelling that a huge delivery had just been called in and the store manager would be taking it. We barely had time to throw our clothes on and step out of the car. We moved a few feet away, lit some cigarettes, and tried to act normal just as the manager came out to load up stacks of pizzas. He opened the car door, complete with fogged-up windows and an unmistakable scent in the air. He gave us a very pointed look, the kind that says, "I know exactly what happened, but I can't prove it." When he got back from the delivery, he gave us a stern warning about inappropriate activity during company time. Ironically, the next time he went out for a delivery, he forgot to lock his office. We took full advantage of that moment. No one ever found out. Story 44. My boss was having an affair with a bartender. He managed an event center connected to a hotel. I was just a high school student working as a dishwasher, and at the time, I had no clue things like this actually happened. He would tell his wife he had a late event, get a free room at the hotel, and then invite the bartender back with him. One night, I was relaxing in the hotel lobby after my shift when my boss passed by and told me he was staying the night. He picked up his room key, but then realized he'd forgotten something in his office and went back to get it. About 5 minutes later, the bartender showed up and asked for his room key, claiming she needed to drop off the bar receipts. A few moments after she headed up, the boss returned and went to his room. Then about 10 minutes later, his wife called the front desk, saying he wasn't answering the room phone. I was sent down to knock on his door and let him know she was on the line. I knocked and heard a lot of noises, squeaking, voices, etc. He eventually answered the door in just his pants. I told him about the call, and he said he'd be right down. So yeah, I clearly interrupted something. Nothing came of it at the time, but years later, I found out more. Apparently, he made a comment to the bartender while she was picking up a keg, joking about seeing her in that position before. A waiter overheard it, and the bartender ended up filing a sewl harassment complaint. Since he was married and didn't want the affair to come to light, he chose not to mention their relationship during mediation. She received a settlement, and that was that. The moral: don't get involved with your employees. Story 45. I was working a contract job at a firm. My boss was a driven, career-focused woman who, looking back, probably didn't have much time for dating. I had just come out of a rough relationship and was enjoying being single. One night we ran into each other at a bar. She was there with her friends and we got to talking, venting about work and how difficult our general manager was. Things got flirtier as the drinks flowed, but nothing happened that night. About a week later, something definitely did. After that, things were a bit awkward at work, but eventually we found a rhythm. The situation lasted about 3 months. Then came the office Christmas party. I had to stay behind to finish something for a client, and long story short, we ended up hooking up in her office. I admit I started it, jokingly walking around without pants, and things escalated. We were mid-encounter over her desk, figuring it was late and the office was empty, especially since our company's main floor was two stories up. But then we heard voices. It was too late to hide. She dove behind her desk. I had no time and nothing to cover myself with, except her computer keyboard. So, I grabbed it and stood there, just as the general manager came through the door, with his wife. Her office was close to the entrance, so it was the first thing they saw. Clothes were everywhere, and it didn't take them long to figure out what had happened. We were mortified and sure we'd both be fired, but about a week later, I came in early and saw the secretary walking out of the office shower room. Moments later, the general manager walked out too. It didn't take much to connect the dots. My contract didn't get renewed, but my boss kept her job. I suspect that little detail played a part. For the rest of my contract, my boss and I barely spoke and didn't hook up again, which was unfortunate. She was actually really sweet. On my last day, some of us went out for drinks. Around 10 p.m., I got a text from her with her address. I took a cab over and we spent the night together. We ended up dating for about 6 months after that. She was always a little paranoid that her boss had seen her during that office incident. But I kept joking that all eyes were definitely on me, specifically on how I tried to maintain some dignity with nothing but a keyboard. I used to tease her, saying, "Let me know when you're working late next and I'll swing by." She always knew I was joking. Kind of. Story 46. This didn't happen to me directly, but to a coworker. I work night shifts at a large supermarket, stocking shelves. Our manager was known to be a bit of a creep. He was in his late 30s and constantly flirted with girls barely out of high school. After a few months, layoffs began. Strangely, the one person everyone expected to be let go, because she was slow and rude, kept her job. Naturally, people started to get suspicious. One night during our shift, a guy stormed into the store yelling at the top of his lungs, "I know what you're doing, come out here!" calling out the manager by name. The security guard had to step in and restrain him. The girl he was yelling about showed up, and it turned out she was his girlfriend. Apparently, she'd been having a secret relationship with the manager, and he had found the text messages. The boyfriend went off, yelling for everyone to check the cameras, accusing them of sneaking off to the store bathrooms at night. He even tried to hurl a chair from the cafe area into the front glass window before being arrested. Both the manager and the girl were fired. I quit about 2 months later. Story 47. A couple of years ago, I was out drinking in Long Beach. On my way home, I was walking past some storefronts with glass fronts. During the day, you could see everything clearly inside, but at night it was dark and visibility was tricky from the outside. One store had an interior alarm system that flashed a red light every few seconds. As I walked by, I caught a quick silhouette, a man and woman clearly engaged in a very intense private moment on the checkout counter. He had his shirt off, was pulling her hair, and flexing at his own reflection like something out of a movie. At first, I didn't think much of it. It was just a half-second flash of light. But I was tipsy, did a double take, and decided to knock on the glass for a laugh with my friends. I even made a mocking gesture. My timing was perfect. The guy was looking right into the glass. We locked eyes just as he hit a very intense moment. His eyes rolled back, he clenched his teeth, and let out a noise I'll never forget. It was like some surreal mix between a low-budget horror film and a nature documentary. I was only 5 or 10 feet from the glass, watching it all unfold like a bizarre live-action scene. They clearly thought no one could see into the store from the outside, but they were dead wrong. The woman looked furious, but the guy just laughed. I'm not into public stuff like that, but I had to respect their confidence. Still, I'll probably see that guy's expression flash before my eyes one day when I die. That's how vivid and weird that moment was.